last night, with Senate Republicans promising to hold firm in denying the Democrats the votes they need to subpoena witnesses. Key among them, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. We have a report from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Tennessee's Lamar Alexander says he is against calling for more testimony. He says House Democrats have proven their case that the president withheld military aid from Ukraine, at least partly in exchange for political investigations, but says that's not impeachable and there's no need for more evidence. Alexander was among a handful of Republicans considering whether to vote for witnesses. Four need to join Democrats in that effort. Susan Collins says she will, and Mitt Romney is expected to join her. But unless two more sign on, the trial could end quickly, with the president acquitted as soon as today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Ukraine for an official visit. He's predicting American companies will see a benefit in doing business there.
We see the economic opportunity for American businesses coming here. We talked about a handful of them just this morning, companies by name, real projects. President Zelensky will be welcome to come to Washington when we have an opportunity to do good things for both the Ukrainian people and the American people. We'll get it done. I'm confident of that.
It is EU Departure Day for the UK, 2 days after the European Parliament formally approved it. It comes after years of political turmoil in London since the 2016 Brexit referendum. Next comes a one-year transition period. Today figures to be a day of both celebrations and protests in Great Britain as the country enters a new era. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who campaigned on a pro-Brexit platform, is scheduled to address the nation later today. To stay up to date with all the news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Australian Health Minister today confirmed there are now 9 cases of the coronavirus in the country. Australians returning from Wuhan in Hubei province in China, the epicenter of the virus outbreak, are